youth out onto the waters and teaches them life skills and boating and just general life skills. So once they come out of incarceration, they will be able to live.
Yeah, you throw people out in the water without a life vest. Sink or swim, bitch.
Right. You better swim, honey. The Castro Country Club, because we really think that our sober community deserves all the benefits that they can get, because, you know, resources are very, very important. And lastly, Castro Community on Patrol, because, you know, we want to keep our spaces safe and wonderful. And then we've also done a lot of work in other spaces, such as the LGBTQ Asylum Project. We really, really, really love them a lot, because our immigrant communities, as we well know, are under attack. And then we've done a lot of work in the POC Black spaces. We've done work with Rafiki Wellness Center. We've done work with, I did say the Transgender District, but we've also done work through the Filipino Arts Council. We've done work with the Chinese American Council. So there's been a lot of diversity work being done. Our princess is Miss Kiki Crunch. Our prince is Nathan D'Aguiar, and they've both been phenomenal ambassadors. Plus, we've done a huge reach back into the leather community, and we've worked very diligently with the leather and LGBT cultural district. So it's been a phenomenal year.
Awesome. Can you tell us what is your next event coming up? Folks want to check you out.
So our next event coming up is going to be on the 13th of the month. And it's going to be at 3:30 to 5 o'clock. It's going to be the Empress's Tea. Everybody come and wear your big hat and learn more about Jose Saria and our history and our legacy of the court. We'll be celebrating Mama Jose's birthday. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to leave wonderful Twin Peaks and walk over to the cafe for Mystique, a wonderful night of song. Mm-hmm. And that'll be our big, huge night of song, and that's going to be hosted by Mr. Bill, one of our former emperors. And so that's one of our biggest things. Oh, but wait a minute. Tomorrow. What is everybody doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah.
Tomorrow, Hump Day. Our prince, Nathan D'Aguiar, is putting on a song show called Serenade. And I believe that's going to be at Midnight Sun.
So much going on. Where do folks go to follow the calendar? Is it on the
sfimperialcourt.org?
You made it easy. Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you for joining us here on House of Pride Radio. Come on in person sometime and hang with me.
I would love that.
We're going over to Palm Springs. Mother Chuck is coming on board to give us Queen of the South, give us some updates there.
Tell Mother I said hello. I saw her last year. I was doing a show down in Palm Springs, and she walks in the door, and we're like screaming. We love each other. I love that girl. She's my fave.
All right. You're listening to Africa America, the reigning empress of San Francisco.
Bye, everybody. Have a great holiday season. Don't drink too much eggnog.
All right. We'll be right back with Mother Chucky. Here's a song for the ladies.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Mother Trucker. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you guys?
Good. Hold on, I'm going to lower this song. You're listening to House of Pride Radio, and we just got off the phone, Mother, with Africa America, and she wanted to make sure I said hello on your behalf.
Well, I hope you give her a big smooch for me next time you see her. They have a big coronation coming up or something, don't they?
She's going down the list. There's something tomorrow, fundraiser, and then a bunch of stuff coming up next week at the bars in the Castro. And then if you want to learn more, you have to go to the calendar, the emperor, the emperor's calendar. I lost track after that. But they're raising tons of money.
But, you know, and we love that.
Yeah. Well, it's so great to touch base with you down in Palm Springs. You're like the former resident of San Francisco, now the queen of the South. Give us a little inroads on the inn and in some tea on what's going on with you in Palm Springs.
Down here?
Yeah, what are you up to, girl?
So I'm doing a weekly show now at Oscars, which is a venue that I love. Oscars is famous for their Sunday tea dance.
Oh, yeah.
And around Halloween, they started up a drag show called Dragachella.
Love it.
And Dan, who is the owner, has encouraged us, or certainly encouraged me, to really do whatever I want. I'm not disparaging drag down here or anything like that, but there's not the amount of creativity that you see in a San Francisco drag show just doesn't translate down here. Because it's a tourist town, I think,
there's a lot more
of the just running around collecting dollars. I mean, you barely have enough time to run around and collect a dollar.
I've seen that show, yes.
our show is more focused on creativity and less on collecting the dollars. So,
Does the audience get it yet?
It's slowly building. I mean, it's a little bit more crowded every week.
I feel like you have to train.
I promote it with video, as I promote the videos that are sort of more creative.
Yeah.
The audience gets bigger. You know, we just had a Anita Rose, who is hosting. She's a great drag queen down here. Did a number this week, a Glinda number, but she got a giant bubble. I saw that. She pulled into the bubble. It was kind of amazing.
I felt like she had some difficulty getting into it.
The production value and trying to up the being able to perform. I've gotten to do a lot of political numbers and different things, and also just things that I wanted to do. You know, a couple of weeks ago was the 50th anniversary of Patti Smith's Horses album, and I famously did the Gloria number for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence with the Hunky Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to run around and do that number here in Palm Springs and got a lot of great feedback because they don't see a lot of drag like that. You know, it's very geared towards...
like the tourist, you said. Yeah.
Yeah. Geared towards, popular dance music or very eclectic mixes of a variety of things. So you have these sort of mixed-up numbers with a lot of different dialogue and songs and changing songs. And, there's 10 songs in 5 minutes. And from a different world than that.
Is it in the daytime or nighttime, your show?
So my show is on, it's a traditional drag show. It's tough down here. It's on Friday nights. The party starts at 9 and the show is at 10.
So wow.
It's past a lot of people's bedtimes. I tell everyone it's not for the brunch crowd.
That's late for Palm Springs.
We've got a good crowd. I mean, look, we're right in downtown, so we get a ton of tourists.
Yeah.
But then we also get all the kids who we're just a block from arenas, so it's all the kids who are out who are looking for a drag show. There's not really anything else going on in Palm Springs. I mean, you got to go to Cathedral City to 111 Bar to get fine drag on a weekend night.
Well, I just love your expressing your own flavor, in like you've always have done here. I hope you are. That the tourists, get it and enjoy it. And I feel like you have to just teach them,
Yeah, so far they've been having fun.
Oh,
I get laughs and I get, recognition. I did a Kate Pearson from the B-52s just released a cover of Patti Smith's People Have the Power, which I love Patti Smith and I love the B-52s. So that was like a perfect cover for me. I did it dressed as the Statue of Liberty.
I saw a picture of that. Yes.
They eat that shit. I mean, you know, when they get it, they eat it up.
Yeah, they just have to see it. So you're bringing it to the people.
Exactly.
And it's a cut above the rest. Are you doing anything else? I thought you were doing something at a dispensary.
I was doing something in a dispensary, but it actually was the same night as the Oscars thing. And I was hosting bingo. It's at a dispensary, the Atomic Lab Lounge here in Cathedral City. But I couldn't do both. It was just, you know, because they were like 5 hours apart, and I was, you know, like getting into drag, and you know, then and
that's a lot of drag.
It's much more performance. You know, it's more performance. It's more what I do. I mean, I'm not really a bingo host, to be honest. The pot thing was the perfect fit for me because, and I'll tell you a story. Here's a funny story.
All right.
How this all started. So, Heclina was gonna guest host for Devin Green and Handsome Ned at The Joint, which is a dispensary down here, because they were hosting bingo at a dispensary before they moved over to the gambling place. But she went the week before, and just being in the room, she got so high that she couldn't host. So she asked me if I
through osmosis.
Of course, I had no problem being high since I smoke pot 24 hours a day, hosting. And so I ended up getting hired as the host for this pot bingo thing. I would get to do like maybe one number, or you know, it wasn't really like my part of drag is really performing. You know, I'm not. I mean, I'm a good host at a drag show, but I, you know, hosting.
It becomes work.
You know, it takes a special kind of person. And I had fun. I had a lot of fun.
You want to come in and say hi?
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, I don't know if you haven't been to the new locale, but stay right there. But it's right next to the makeout room. Do you remember where that was?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So we get walk-ins, and somebody walked down. I'm just going to put him on the air with us, see if he's a psycho killer or not. Hold on. Testing. Oh, that's not the right one.
Can you hook up another one at the same time?
We'll try.
Okay.
Tap some mics.
Okay.
All right, who do we got in the room with us here? Hold tight, mother.
Hi, my name is Jarrell. Can I move this down?
Yeah.
My name is Jarrell. I'm 37 years old. Been a San Francisco native my whole life.
Great. And who are you?
Cliff. I'm 46.
Yeah. And they're both single ladies.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. So we're talking to Mother Chucka down in Palm Springs. She's talking to us about the drag show she's hosting at Oscars, and
congratulations.
Congrats.
That's
congrats.
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was doing bingo, but that got tired at a dispensary in Palm Springs as well. So she gave that up, and now she's doing the drag show. And looking as fabulous as ever. Are you romantically involved in any with anyone right now?
Yeah, with my dogs.
Not to get personal. With your doggies, yes.
With my doggies.
Shout out.
It's time for romance. You know, I would say this about romance down here, not to get too serious, but it seems very tied in with methamphetamine.
In what way, Mullet?
You know, people seem, obviously I'm much older, so the people that I'm running around with are in their 50s and 60s and 70s, but I think a lot of people use it to have sex. And, if you're trying to hook up on the apps and that kind of stuff, I mean, it comes up within the first couple of messages.
Gotcha.
And, my drug of choice is coffee. Coffee and weed. So it's not, it doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
Of course it's a scourge on our community, but, It's very prevalent down here. It's, you know, the desert seems to draw older people who maybe not always, but a fair amount of older people who, you know, I meet a lot of people who are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s who are just coming up.
Yeah.
You know, who have gone through a divorce, you know, or whatever, and, you know, decided to change their life.
Yeah. Well, and that's like a negative of the...
Not at all. But what happens is, you know, they're sort of uptight. I mean, they've been uptight their whole life, and so they turn to these chemicals thinking that it's going to loosen them up. And it does loosen them up.
Yeah.
Both figuratively and actually. Then it becomes a problem because, you know, they're tied together and, you know, that's the only way they can have sex.
On that note.
Long answer to a short question. I'm very, very super picky and any sort of drug use outside of weed or a regular use of alcohol gets you booted from potentials.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday?
Yeah.
At what time?
All right. The guests are leaving.
Say goodbye, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
See you later.
See you later.
Tuesdays, 12, noon to 2. Stop by again.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank welcome. You.
All right.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Y'all have a good one.
I love that you have in-studio guests.
Yeah.
I know, walking guests. Don't you love it?
So are you on like 20th Street or 21st?
22nd at Mission, right next to the makeout room. Yeah.
I used to live right in that neighborhood. I lived at Dolores and 21st, so I walked by
so you know.
Times. I was just trying to remember which block it was on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
between
cool.
Valencia and Mission, right?
Yeah. So I'm trying to welcome folks, and I have candy to give them. but that was a kind of like a not the most positive thing about the community in Palm Springs, but tell us like what is one of the brightest things for you since you've moved there.
Excuse me, I wasn't
are you smoking a bowl right now?
What do you think?
Yes, I think.
Am I ever not smoking? You know, this is my lunch. there are so many amazing things about here. I didn't mean to shine a negative light, but you asked the question, and I'm not going to lie to you.
No,
I mean, some of the good with the bad. About here, if you think about Gay Pride, I mean, I did Gay Pride in San Francisco for 30 years. I was in the parade for a good 15. You know, it's well over a million people. I mean, and, you know, the parade route is long and, you know, it's overwhelming, the crowds and all that. Here, it's like a little town pride. I mean, there's still a ton of people. We had almost 200,000 people this year line the sidewalks. But there's much more of a connection and much more of a small town feel. You get to actually talk to people. The festival is really fun and you can just kind of walk around. It's very casual. And, we have a week long celebration. So it starts with Leather Pride the week before, usually like Halloween week.
Oh, Leather Pride. Wow.
And then it goes right into Gay Pride, similar to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then the following week is Pride. And so, it's in the first week in November. So the weather, believe it or not, is amazing here at that time of year. And it's a beautiful, lovely festival. This was the first year I was in the parade. And that was super enjoyable. You really do get to I saw so many people. There were so many visitors from San Francisco shouting out my name as we're like cruising down the street.
Oh, my God.
But you're going slow enough that you actually can like see them in the crowd and wave to them or have a moment. Whereas in San Francisco, the crowd is just too giant.
Oh, yeah.
Just cannot. You know what I mean?
So massive.
That part is really amazing. The weather girl. I mean, I'm sitting in my backyard. It's probably 70 degrees right now. Sunny. My dogs are laying around the pool. The hot tub is on, waiting for me to jump in when we're done with our call. That's pretty amazing. It's December. I have tomatoes that are turning orange, and I've got a red pepper that just is about to get snipped and turned into a Greek salad. So I'm still growing crops down here.
You're living the life, mother.
I mean, you know, there's a million positive things about this place. There's no, you know, you're not dealing with a lot of traffic. You know, I mean, in San Francisco, it took me 20 minutes to go six blocks in a car. You know, I could get across town in that time here.
How many years have you been settled down there now?
I've been down here for a little over 5 years.
Oh, okay.
I
that's right.
During COVID. And, you know, I mean, I was not planning to stay here. I was going to come down, live in this house during COVID, and then flip it when I was you know, when it was done, and come back to the city and, you know, get back to my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I got addicted to all this fresh air and fun.
It is. It's beautiful. Every time I've visited, I've always been amazed by the
nature. And it's way cheaper, girl. I mean, anyone who comes here from San Francisco and goes into a bar and orders a drink immediately is texting me like, I just paid $15 for a round of drinks. So, you know, there's lots of pluses to coming down here. I mean, even for a visit, not necessarily, you know, it's not a place to live for everyone. Just like San Francisco is not a place to live for everyone. But if you want to roll through, it makes for a great time.
I mean, I would love that 70-degree weather right now. It's a little chilly here.
I heard.
And it's winter air is definitely coming, visiting early. But at least it's sunny out. It's not too bad. But, well, let's reiterate, where can folks go to follow you or get to know you better?
Well, I mean, there's a zillion TikTok videos out there. Everything, I'm Mother Chucka everywhere. So you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok. You can follow me on Blue Sky or on the old school Facebook. MUTHACHUCKA everywhere.
You heard that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, why don't you come back anytime you have something you want to promote? You got
Thank
the new
you,
Oscars drag show, folks, on Friday nights, 9 o'clock.
Dragicella.
Dragicella. That's right. Before you know it, there'll be a line out the door. And go, when you go, bring plenty of money and tips for the ladies.
Yes.
Just bring marijuana for Mother Chucker.
Just come and say hi and get a big smooch from the old broad.
Aw. All right. Well, we're going to go out with some music, and we'll have you back anytime you want. You just let me know, okay, honey?
Have a great one, Tweek. I'd love to hear from you. Big smooches. Good luck with your new radio show.
Thank you. Thank you. Smooches, smooches back. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Don't go anywhere. We have one more interview coming up with the legendary diva herself, Peppa Mache. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share love, tainted love. me, baby, it's angel love. Touch me, baby, it's angel love.
To the House of Pride show with your host, Weka Turner. It's been a really fun show with a bunch of guests and good music. We have one more guest coming up, the legendary Pepper Maché. She has some new music. We're going to hear all about it, try to get her on the phone. But first, let's warm things up with some of her music hits from the past. This one is called Signed, Sealed, Delivered. We'll be right back. Let me save one of this music down. I'm listening to Lost Your Mind. Love that groove. That's a good one. How you doing, Peppa? Hello, hello. We'll try again.
I have bad Wi-Fi when I move.
All right, you stay in one place. Got you locked in for a couple minutes.
Yes, baby.
Folks, we're talking to the legendary Peppa Mache down in L.A. That rhymes.
All right.
How you doing, Peppa?
I'm doing fine, hon. The weather is a little better today, of course. It goes in and out here right now, but
yeah.
Everybody, all my friends are recovering from either colds or COVID. It's been crazy the last 2 weeks.
You were under the weather. You're doing a little better now?
Well, I am. Thank you, God willing. And a couple of my friends who did get COVID, they're recovering. So.
Awesome. Well,
yeah.
We've got some new music you sent over our way. It's called I Feel Free. We want to sample
babe.
It. Yeah, let's see if we can take a little listen here. Then we talk about it a bit.
Thank you, hon.
We got a walk-in coming in. What's your name again? Jarrell, right?
Jarrell.
Jarrell. All right, Jarrell.
Hello, everybody.
Jarrell's going to listen, too. Here we go. I Feel Free, Sparkle Division featuring the one and only Pepper Mache.
Oh.
I feel free.
Can you hear that, Pepper?
I know that.
Oh, okay. It's playing. Just hold tight. All right, little sampler right there. I Feel Free. Sounding good. Some gospel, some house. Getting the vibe down.
That Sparkle Division for you. Two guys out of Europe, and one of them is a good friend of mine who basically did my very first album in 1990 as an engineer.
Uh-huh. So and then approached you as a producer.
Yeah, and you know what? His name is Gary Wright. Mm-hmm. And he did a great job, and then he went on to do 15 years with George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. How did the project come to be? Did they just call you one day?
You know what, Gary had he had gotten back into town from Florida from working with George. And we had written songs, darling, in the early 2000s. We've got like a little mini catalog of stuff that we did after I came back from London out of the late 90s.
Okay. Did he do Dive in the Pool?
No. Barry Harris now of Thunderpuss 2000. Him and, you know, Barry was with Chris Cox.
Oh, yeah. Those guys.
Yeah. And that's how I got involved with Barry, was through Chris.
Gotcha. Jeez, I run into Chris every time I go down to Palm Springs. He DJs over at one of those.
Exactly. Yeah.
Still in the game.
Still in the game and banging, too,
yeah.
From the last productions I've heard from him. So.
Yeah, so
no. Well, good.
So after this song, it's out now, folks, by the way. You can get it right at iTunes or any other major distribution stores. What else are you working on, Pepper?
You know what, darling? I've been looking for the recording studios part now because I'm having to readjust my schedule with my guitar player, Carlisle Barreto.
Mm-hmm.
That he's known for as CB when we're doing blues. I would always go over to his studio and, you know, we would work on songs and stuff. And the last two that we did, which were coming out of 2024, is You Gotta Believe. You heard that one. And then I Wanna Be Back. And it was those two songs were basically, the ideas were given to me by, I would say he was a songwriting hero of mine back in the late 60s, 70s, darling. He was with Minnie Riperton and her band for like 10 years, and I became a fan of theirs. And I found myself being always involved with him once I found out where he was at in Las Vegas. Sidney Barnes his name is synonymous in the...
Yeah. Did we lose you? You still there?
Yeah, babe.
Oh, right. You got to believe that was a top 10, right, on Billboard?
You know what? It I don't know if it made it there or not because I stopped promoting myself on Billboard, darn, because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And me being an independent artist, I rarely go toward them. I look more for the independent radio spots.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it's pricey to promote on the dance chart. Even the dance chart was pricey. I've done it. Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, I just never was one of those people, babe. I was always underground.
Gotcha. Are you still doing your L.A. gig? I thought you had, last time you spoke a couple years ago, you were doing a weekly.
I was doing a weekly, but that ended when people in the... Baby, I tell you, this whole business is fickle. We were performing in a commercial building, but upstairs you had levels of floors that had rented apartments. When the situation started blowing up, because we had a blues band.
I love it, blues.
You know, it was crazy.
Yeah,
and I was at the time doing blues, and every time you turn around, there were celebrities coming in, and people started. The neighbors started complaining, babe.
Oh no!
And when that happens every time, you know, people have to look at what they're doing and make adjustments. And when that's not good enough, then everybody's attitudes, because it was like two bands when we would do that thing, huh?
Yeah.
I always had an opening act, and then here we come, blow up the place.
Oh, boy, I might have to find a new venue in the new year. In the new year, a new venue.
Well, you know what? I took a breather, did the holiday celebration for Christmas that year for L.A. through PBS. So that something good came out of it for our band. But, you know, my keyboard player passed away, hon, a year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
condolences.
And I have old people like myself in the band, because I believe in keeping people that have served me well over the years.
Yeah.
And are still playing, hon. Hmm. And he was the last one to say, you know what, I'm out of here. And I had known him since 1980, hon.
That's going back.
Yeah. So I'm kind of just, you know, waiting for my guy, for Carlisle, to get off the road with Shaka. She's been out touring, and she keeps telling everybody she's going to quit, but she ain't quitting that money.
Mm-hmm. You talking about Miss Khan?
Yeah, Miss Khan, hon.
She's got one of your musicians held up in her tour. That's so funny.
Yes, the guitar player, babe. And he is fantastic. I can't speak enough of him. So I'm just waiting for a little breather here. And in the interim, Tweeka, mm-hmm. I am starting to look at acting. Would you believe?
Go for it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I did a little spot for Adam Sandler.
Congratulations.
On Netflix.
What is it called?
It's called Love You.
Love You.
Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to say, quick sidebar, Pepper. I had a walk in. We're right. This new radio station, right on the sidewalk, on the busy San Francisco sidewalk between Mission and 22nd. And
yes,
I have new co-hosts. A total stranger walking in, sat down, put the headphones on. Nice looking young man. What's your name again?
My name is Jarrell Huggins. I'm 37 years old, born and raised in San Francisco.
I'm teaching him about you.
Yeah, I heard about that, Adam.
I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Call me what you want. I heard about that Adam Sandler. I guess recently Adam Sandler did a certain, like, what do you call those things when they do the casting for auditions? And I guess it boiled down to the select few. So it sounds like you were part of that few that got selected?
Babe, on Love You, yes. His casting director, folks, looked for me for 3 weeks on backstage, because as a lark, I had put my picture up, darling, just to see if someone would notice. And I never checked stuff like that. You know, I'm getting better at it, but I never checked. And when I checked, out of the third week that I had put the picture up, I found out that someone was looking for me. I called them up, and they said, one of the Safdie brothers, which is one of the people that Adam was doing, Uncut Gems, that movie.
Okay,
The director, and he said he wants you for Adam, for a special that he's doing with Adam. And so I got the gig, babe, and spent 3 lovely days with him. And
what was the gig? Did you have to? Was it a singing gig or acting?
No, it was, babe. I guess it's something new that they're all doing: Zoom auditions.
Oh, okay.
I had to pretend that I was a security guard trying to get Adam to the stage because of those crazy fans of his. And the guy loved it.
They dressed you up in a security guard outfit? I could see
babe,
that.
I got it. I got the uniform and everything, and the people were nice. And the editor, of the show, came to me and says, "Oh, I'm going to feature you in this bit." Because it was only like less than, about 10 minutes and stuff, because I'm trying to get him to the stage.
Yeah.
But my son, is a big fan of his, and I've got him on my iPhone, and he's in the hospital because he fell off of his scooter.
Oh, jeez.
So I interrupt Adam getting to the stage so that he could talk to my son, and my son could say hello to him.
It sounds like a cute scene. Yeah.
It was great, babe. It was fun.
Is that out now in the movie?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, babe, and it's called Love You.
Love You. I have Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I have Netflix as well.
All right, we're going to check it out. Folks listening to us, you could check that out too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You got to start a fan page for you. People going to be writing in saying how that...
I need to, huh? Yeah. Because I am taking a little detour, hon, away from the singing for a little bit, but right now I'm just, holding... the ideas of what I want to do,
try the fan page and try the review page too. It's not foreign to try the review page. A lot of people do that.
Do they really, hon?
Especially if it's a hot item.
Maybe I need to
Pepper's got a hot item. And your voice is in tip-top shape. The new song is Sparkle Division featuring Pepper Maché, I Feel Free.
Yeah, babe. When I got the opportunity to do those lyrics, William Basinski, who's the leader of Sparkle Division, said you had free reign. They gave me free reign.
Oh,
babe,
that's
on
great.
What I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And I had been noticing over the last couple of years, there were so many young trans women who were being murdered.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm over this. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. And it needs to stop. And then that's when the demonization of trans people started up. And I've been involved with that whole group of people, babe, since 1965 as a kid, okay?
Okay.
And you just never knew who you were talking to only because of the fact I, at that age, didn't have a name for it. I was too young, but all I know that they were family members back in Indiana.
Oh, God, you're going back to Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, having a difficult time just to live, babe, back then. You had someone in the family that were that way, and you just respected when you saw them during the holidays.
Yeah.
Because that was the only time when you would really see them. And until I got into, dance music, hon. And then the LGBT community, because I was not a part of the community then. I was coming out of a divorce from my ex-husband at the time of 27 years.
Yes, during the period you wrote a song about that, Losing Your Mind.
Lost Your Mind.
Lost Your Mind. Number one hit.
I got to check that out, definitely.
That's so funny. Well, that's what artists do, though. They, put their experiences into a medium.
I have to, babe. I have to almost like be a self-reporting person on how I've lived my life, how I would want to be treated, and go forward in life, And I just needed to say something about it and wish them well. Wish them a lot of good luck in meeting people that would give them respect that they need right now, because it's just too much hateful, comments that are being made about the community, and it's not right. They're real people, it's not some fad or fantasy that they're going through. It's real life, and people need to start looking at it that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to take a lot of work, but it's good to know that Pepe Maché is a strong ally who believes deeply in
yes, not, I have to.
Not being, you know, held back by crazy people in power.
Yeah, which is what's happening, you know, in our government, in our country. And it's not right, babe. It really isn't.
It got real out there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, babe, I'm venturing, hopefully doing some country stuff maybe the latter half of next year.
That's interesting. Yeah, diving into that genre, see what you produce. That would be I'd like to hear
I
that.
I don't know if you play that, you know, of course people
yes,
do remixes
I'll play it.
And stuff. But
if you make it, I'll play it.
I lived like 15 years off and on, babe, in Nashville because of my stepfather. You know, even though we were, he was in the military. I was known at that time growing up as a military brat and been doing a lot of traveling and stuff. But always in the summers, we would always hit back to Nashville and also to Indiana. Because I was one of those, what they call a Southern Yankee.
okay, back and forth.
Yeah. So I definitely know the culture and I know the sound. And I roll my R's just as much as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, but right now I'm just, you know, collecting ideas on songs and topics that I want to talk about. But
yeah.
I had to do I Feel Free. It just pulled me into it. And I just couldn't stop, and I gave it to William and Gary, and they said, oh, my God. And then to find out that compilation, you know, Tweak,
yeah.
it was about the community.
Yeah, we're going to go out with that, listen to a little bit more of I Feel Free. Got to wrap, my show is about to end, so.
Okay, baby.
We're going to say come on back anytime you want. You have something new?
Yes, babe.
All right. We love you, Peppa.
And that young assistant of yours, I love him.
Oh, nice to see you. I'm on TikTok. Can I say that? I'm on TikTok if you want to follow me. I do engage, and I only engage with my followers, and we engage back and forth. The spelling of my name is GEORALEHUGGINS. And I'm on TikTok. If you follow me, I follow you back. We engage.
You heard that.
Baby, just send it to me.
We'll send it to you.
What is it? Oh, you got it?
All right. Take care, Pepper. We love you.
Love you so much.
I love everybody in San Francisco. And my inner strength.
All right, now. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Bye, Trisha.
Bye, Pepper. Yes, are you feeling free, Jill? All right, House of Pride Music, we're down to the last few minutes. Where did my co-host go? You still here?
Oh yeah, I'm right here, Tweeter.
Yeah,
Tweeka. What's happening?
Hey, how's it going? So, are you from San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco, born and raised, my whole life.
Yeah, you have a good radio voice.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, about 2012, I moved here in San Francisco. I was in East Palo Alto, California. And when I moved out here in the San Francisco Bay Area, I decided that I was going to look forward and no longer resent my past. So I'm moving forward today.
Are you feeling free?
I'm feeling free. I'm feeling free.
All right. That sounds good.
I'm happy to have met you, too, by the way.
Nice to meet you, too. So we're going to... Oh, we have 8 minutes. Well, let's play another Pepe Maché song. This is probably, arguably, her biggest hit. It's called Dive Into the Pool. Should we talk about that? That's Barry Harris. Chris Cox. Dive Into the Pool. We'll be right back right after this.
One of you here tonight.